Hello?
Ma'am, the other restaurant is putting up a sign. I thought you should know about this.
Hello, Mr. Said. Why don't you come to our restaurant?
There it is, ma'am.
Hi, Mom.
Hi! Where on earth have you been?
I want to have a word with you, Mom. Can you come to the office, please?
I'm not in the mood to argue with you now. I really meant what I said to Sarah. You're going to have to choose between me and your father.
But, Mom, we all want to talk to you. You don't listen to us.
I'm really busy, can't you see that? I don't have time to waste on talking and stuff. Let's just do this later.
Who is it?
It's the kids.
Hi.
Hello, hello, honey.
Oh, you're eating meat stew. Meat stew.
Why do you keep coming here? Your mother owns a restaurant, serving many dishes. Your father is opening up a restaurant that will serve many dishes. And yet you're here in the middle of the day.
Shireen and I have come to ask you and Grandma to become our guardians until Mom and Dad's fight is finally over.
You want to come and live with us?
Yes.
Of course, not always, Grandpa. But most of the time.
Can we, Grandpa, please?
Oh, dear children. Of course you can, darlings.
Hooray! Then give us a minute to join you.
I have conditions. One. I have to know where you are and who you're with and what you're doing every minute of the day. Two. No crying or bawling or complaining is allowed in this house.
Okay.
Three.
Oh, come on. Stop it now, you. Put your stuff in the other room and come back after washing your hands.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you know what it's like to take care of two kids?
They're our grandchildren.
You're right. But honey...
Do your job.
What is that?
It's for you, ma'am.
Mr. Mansouri sent it, ma'am. He said I should deliver it to the restaurant and get the receipt. I'm the truck driver.
Where's Mr. Mansouri?
He's still at the market, ma'am, loading the rest of the stuff. He'll be along shortly.
Musa, open it. Let's see what's inside. What are these? He asked you to bring this junk to my restaurant?
Yes, ma'am. He told me to bring it here, to Mr. Ali Magam's restaurant.
Ali Magam.
Hello, ma'am. Did I tell you to bring them here?
Yes, you said bring it yourself.
Well, you're really something. Put them back in the truck. This stuff is for the other restaurant.
Mr. Mansouri, you've started to supply both of the parties now?
I'm very sorry I made a mistake, ma'am. Now put that stuff back
in
the truck.
Would you hurry up and take this junk away? Dear Mr. Ali Magam.
Yes?
Be
yes?
Careful.
And what for? Okay, I'll come. Disconnected. Why did you go there?
I swear to God, Mr. Akbar, I told him to deliver it to your restaurant, but he delivered it to the other restaurant instead. This stupid fool. I'm so sorry, sir.
Okay, bring it over and help Manucher put them up here. Buy the tables, chairs, and benches as soon as possible.
I promise I'll go back to the market and I'll buy everything you need. I'm very sorry.
Hurry up, everyone.
Oh my God.
Talk. I'm busy.
Well, today, Mansouri...
I know. He didn't commit a mortal sin. He just made a mistake.
I don't want that kind of mistake repeated. I told him to calculate what we owe him and never set foot in my restaurant again.
You've already said that. What else?
Mansouri is yours. But remember, Akbar, you really shouldn't steal away my people.
How about the kids?
Well, I told them that they have to choose. It's either you or it's me.
Sarah belongs to me.
But Sarah's working with me!
The eldest daughter belongs to her father.
Why not take Farhad?
I need Sarah for the decorations. I allowed her to study so she'd be handy at times like these.
Okay. You can win again. She can
be
yours.
What about Saeed?
Saeed and I have a contract.
What contract do you have?
Saeed stays with me and that's final.
Okay. What else?
Stay off my people, please. You have no right to steal away anyone. You can't even take in those that I fired.
And vice versa.
And vice versa. You can't steal away any of my customers.
Customers are free to choose, and that has nothing to do with you or me.
But you can't steal them.
And vice versa.
And vice versa.
Are we done?
And a quick divorce. I want to get rid of you. I want to be done with it.
Consider it done. Is that all?
You can't force Shireen and Farhad.
They have grown up. They'll decide for themselves. But I agree.
Our agreement today will stand forever.
I'm very busy, so I have to go.
Well, go on then.
You too. You can also go.
Hmm.
Your lawyer is waiting at your office.
Hello, it's good to see you, my dear lawyer.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thank you very much. Long time no see, and you've come with flowers. Wow, it's so beautiful.
Yes, it's beautiful. Here, read this.
Our Minuccia?
The seventh bouquet in the last few days.
Yes, sir. Put all this stuff in the kitchen. Hurry up.
Yes, sir, sure.
Hurry up. Thank you
very much.
Where's Mansouri?
He's gone to get the rest of the stuff.
Okay.
Be careful. Don't hit the walls.
Manusher. What is it? Why are you so sad?
Will you promise not to laugh if I tell you?
Well, tell me. What's wrong?
I feel so miserable, Akbar. It's this woman that I met. I can't stop thinking about her. It's Miss Samira.
Miss Samira? Are you talking about our Miss Samira? You're talking about our lawyer. It's good. It's very good. But tell me, why her?
How should I know? I thought you knew about that.
No, I'm so busy with the restaurant that I sometimes even forget about myself.
And he keeps coming to my office, and he insists that I should help you reconcile.
Listen, the Minuccia I know only cares about himself.
So he never actually said a word to you?
No, nothing. You mean he's going to formally ask you to marry him?
Ask her to marry you? Are you kidding me?
Oh, my parents never take me seriously. And you know how Minou gets. She always has lots of conditions before she ever agrees to anything. I don't have anyone but you now. Don't say no.
Now is not a really good time, you know.
Marriage needs mutual understanding, not time.
Yes, mutual understanding, like you and Mr. Alimagam.
We did have that at the beginning. We just lost it later.
And who's to blame?
Let it go. Let's not talk about it. I don't feel very well.
What? Has something happened again between you?
Akbar is really determined, you know. He's bent on building a restaurant right in front of mine in 1 week.
You mean 1 week? Is that even possible?
I don't know. He's being really stubborn.
It's good, Mansouri. It's very good. I like it.
You're welcome.
But hurry up. We don't have time. Essie.
Yes?
You and Ramat should help Mansouri load the rest of the stuff and bring them over, okay?
Where have you been, cousin? You're late.
Hi. I was stuck in traffic. Are we really going to open up our restaurant this week?
Of course. You thought we were kidding? Everyone's waiting. Let's go. Come on. Please, after you.
Oh, but this place still needs a lot of work. Can we really open it up in 1 week?
We absolutely can.
Oh, hello.
Hi, yourself. I don't want to think about what's not possible in my work. This restaurant will open on Saturday.
In this state?
Yes, in this state. What's wrong with it?
Well, what are these? Why are the walls made of bricks? They belong to old houses.
Cousin, please, don't do this.
What's this in the middle of the room?
This is a pool, ma'am, a pool.
Why is there a pool here?
Pools and waterfronts and brick bonds are what I like, ma'am. We're building a traditional restaurant, after all.
No one eats traditional Iranian food like meat stew anymore. I know an interior designer who's my friend. I could tell her to come here and think up a design. This won't do.
Why are you standing here? Get back to your work. It's going to work, believe me. You're just gonna have to trust me.
You want me to trust you? But this is not my style.
I respect your style, but I know better what a restaurant should look like.
Oh.
Yes, it's just like what you said. Uh-oh. Safdar.
Yes.
Take your glasses off and come with me.
Okay. You messed things up, cousin.
Lift it higher. Higher. Good.
Mr. Arshi, you out for a minute.
Yes, sir.
All of you. Stay outside for a minute. Come here.
Yes.
Take off your glasses.
What's wrong?
What the hell is your dear cousin doing here spouting such nonsense?
Akbar, dear, she thinks she's your partner. She just expressed her opinion. Why are you getting so angry?
She's my partner, all right. So what? She's not supposed to come here and start talking nonsense. Go tell that to your cousin.
Look, I told her several times. She's got a sharp tongue, but she's very kind-hearted. I know her, I really do.
Hey, calm down. Let it go. Let it go. What's wrong?
What was that noise?
Come on.
Quiet down. Quiet down in there. Be quiet.
Let it go, Mr. Rahman.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Calm down.
What is it? What's going on?
Hello.
Sir.
What is it, Rahmat?
He's been taking pictures of us with his cell phone for the past few days.
Taking pictures? Let him go. Get up.
Hello, sir. They are lying. We are lying? You've got a lot of nerve. Mr. Akbar, he's been taking pictures of your comings and goings on this phone. You filthy spy.
Just now he was taking pictures behind the curtain.
That's right, Mr. Akbar. I saw them too.
Here, see for yourself.
What are you taking all these pictures for? Who sent you here?
They're lying, sir. I swear to God, I bought this cell phone. I'm just learning how to take pictures with it.
He takes pictures of us. He keeps taking pictures of us.
How does this thing work?
Excuse me, Mr. Akbar, can I take a look? Yes, he's taking a picture of us. I don't get it. Why did you take my cousin Marilla's picture?
My picture? Let me see.
Hold on a second, ma'am. Musa, why did you take these pictures? Tell me the truth.
I wanted to keep them, sir.
How dare you do that? You wanted my picture for yourself?
Hold on, ma'am.
I'll sue you. I'll take you to court. I'll ruin you. My picture?
Come on, Musa. Why did you take pictures of this lady with your cell phone? Tell me the truth. Who told you to take these pictures?
No one, I swear. I did it on my own.
You see, Manusher? You see how far your sister has taken this?
What can I say?
So she told you to take these pictures, right?
No, sir, I told you. I did it on my own.
You bastard, this is circumstantial evidence. Look, according to the law, taking pictures of women without their permission will put you in jail for at least 10 years. Akbar, I know some law officers. We should take him and turn him in. Maybe the prisoners can teach him some manners.
I swear, sir, I didn't mean any harm. I just took some pictures to try out on my phone. I swear.
Akbar's life one more time and I'll kill you. I'm sorry, Akbar, but this evidence can be used against us.
What evidence are you talking about? Get back to work, you guys. It's just a misunderstanding.
What evidence, Mr. Human? What would I do with that?
You would show them to Mrs. Kirka. I watch the TV series all the time. I understand everything.
Mr. Akbar, let me call the police. They'll come and take this piece of garbage away.
There's no need for that. I know what to do myself.
Sorry.
Take him to the restroom.
The restroom? For what for?
Quiet
get
him down,
off.
Quiet
get out of here.
Come on,
he
move
might
along.
Kill himself.
Move along.
Come on.
Come on.
Get him out of here.
Move along. Let's see. Come on. Quiet.
Hey!
Move along now, come on. Here we go, get out of here. Keep moving, you. Stay quiet. Stay quiet, you. Move along, move along.
Miss Marilla? Miss Marilla? Can you leave, please, so that we can get on with our work?
Oh. Human, I have something important to discuss with you. Call me.
Okay, cousin. Akbar, I bet they're conspiring against us. I'm absolutely sure of it.
Give it to me.
Human, what conspiracy? Stop talking nonsense. Seriously.
Manusher. Just yesterday, your sister and I agreed to keep our nose out of each other's business. But apparently, she can't even keep her promise for just one whole week.
I always ask myself, what goes on in each of these homes? Which family is happy? Are they having wedding receptions or funerals? Let's make believe, Saman.
She's in love with her fiancé.
Buon compleanno, in Italian, means happy birthday, my darling.
Oh, wow.
She wants to become rich.
I want you to work for me. My jobs are bigger than Tamina's, with more money.
Exactly how much more?
Enough for you to buy yourself a new car or a nice big new house.
But she's involved with a gang of professional drug dealers.
I'll put my bag here and leave. I'm going to see a game. You can take my bag, and then you gotta leave.
I wanted to help you realize your dream. I've been your friend, can't you see that? Trying to help you make more money so some of your problems could be solved.
This right here is like a safety box. Don't you worry. You just keep your eyes peeled, hmm?
Will she be able to reach her dreams?
It's called immigration.
You're not traveling to another city. You think they'll roll out the red carpet for you? They'll make you work your hands to the bone. You either need to have some skill, or be a genius, or rich. Which one are you?
Do you seriously think your husband is a businessman? I'm one of his best drug dealers. Now call the police, so they'll come and take all of us to prison. That big job you were talking about, what happened?
Are you in?
Yes.
Leaden Stars on iFilm.
Father and I agreed not to hire each other's personnel.
And?
He wants you to be with him, and I agreed.
Hey, Mom.
Look, I don't want us to fight every day like this.
Then why did you send someone to take pictures of my restaurant? What do you want to do? Collect evidence? What do you want to do with these pictures?
What are you talking about? Whose phone is that anyway?
Oh, please, don't play the innocent with me, Minu. It's Musa's. Why did you send them to take pictures of us?
Me?
Dad.
Don't dad me! And tell me, why are you always here? Why don't you come and give me a hand instead of sitting here talking about God knows what?
But we're just eating lunch, Dad.
Lunch, dinner, breakfast, I don't know, supper, coffee shop. Leave it all to me. Will it hurt you to come over and help me out? Would it hurt you?
Listen up. Who said you could come into my restaurant and office without permission and yell your head off in the middle of our lunch?
Did you and I not have an agreement?
Well, I'm keeping my word.
No, you're not. You're not. Otherwise, you wouldn't send Musa to spy on us.
Huh. Where is Musa, huh? Where is he? Where is he?
Huh. We locked him up. In the toilet. I'll hand him over to the cops. Taking pictures of private property without permission is a crime. You should know that. A crime!
Mommy, did you ask him to take those pictures?
Am I stupid or something? Why would I send Musa to take pictures? What would I do with him, huh?
All right. Let me talk to Dad, okay?
If he doesn't let him go in 1 minute, I'll sue him. I really will.
Okay, Mom, we get it. Now, would you please sit down and finish
your lunch? I don't want you to talk to him. Just tell him to let Musa go.
Yeah. I will talk to him, Mom, okay? Just sit tight.
What a terrible mess this is!
Daddy!
Don't stand around. Hurry up!
Dad!
Can't you see I'm busy, honey?
Yes, but it's just a misunderstanding. I have to explain. Why would Mom gather evidence on you? It's not as if you have some kind of relationship with that woman. I don't know who she is. But you know who I'm talking about, the one who's a relative of Human's.
No, why would I have a relationship with her? My only concern is this place. I have no intention of making the same mistake twice. Alireza, go to the kitchen and give Hassan a hand.
Dad! Daddy! Dad, perhaps Musa just wanted to try out his cell phone's camera, and that's why he came over and took some pictures. He didn't really mean anything. He just...
Really? So he didn't mean anything when he took the pictures, and he didn't mean anything by collecting evidence. Why are you standing around? Hurry! Hurry up!
Daddy! Daddy!
Hurry up!
Why are you so unreasonable?
Do I have to keep reminding
you? Didn't you say we should always try to be reasonable and think reasonably? What is reasonable about saying that Mom asked Musa to come here and take your picture?
What do you want from me, huh?
Why don't you let Musa go, Daddy?
I can't. He won't go until he tells me why he was collecting evidence.
For my sake.
Delete all the pictures. Can you do that? Please?
Of course I can.
Delete them all.
I will right away, Daddy. I love you.
Where do you stay at nights? At your grandpa's? Or at?
Well, I sometimes go to Grandpa's, and sometimes to our own house. And sometimes I go to Mom's.
What about the others? Shirin, Farhad. Are you keeping an eye on them?
Yes. They usually stay at Grandpa's, though.
Manoucher!
Mr. Manoucher! Somebody open the door! Mr. Ali
Manoucher! Yes, Akbar.
Tell the guys to let Musa go.
Right away, of course.
If Mrs. Minu finds out, she'll get upset! Mr. Ali Magam!
Okay, guys, who's got the key? Guys?
He's letting him go?
Yeah.
Be quiet! Thank you, Mr. Manoucher.
You should be thankful that Akbar is such a kind-hearted person. Otherwise, you'd have rotted in there. Get out of my sight.
Here, carry your belt and shoelaces.
But you really disgraced yourself, Musa.
Excuse me, sir. Please tell them to give me my cell phone.
Go on, Mr. Musa. Please go. I'll bring it to you.
Okay.
Go.
Hurry! Any news from... what's his name? That friend of yours, Tirdad.
Nothing.
Nothing?
Well, his parents keep asking him what he should do, and he keeps asking me what he should do, and well, since our life is like this right now...
Wait until I finish my work here, then I'll let you know what to do. Sarah?
Yes?
Tell Saeed not to leave your mother alone at nights.
Okay.
Are you looking for me, Sarah?
Of course, yes, yes.
Oh, there she is. Here.
Excuse me, Mr. Musa. Sarah? Sarah? Wait. Sarah, wait. Hi.
Hello.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Well, something's wrong, but you don't want to tell me.
Look, I'm really not feeling well right now. I don't want to talk to you.
Okay, then. I'll take my leave.
Thanks, goodbye. Goodbye, go.
Bye.
Hello, man.
Hello. Musa, when did you take those pictures?
Your husband thought I did it on purpose, but I really didn't mean anything.
I know. When did you take them, though?
Just today, ma'am.
The woman in the pictures, the woman that I saw before, does she often come to that restaurant?
Yes, ma'am. She sometimes comes alone. And sometimes with Mr. Oman. But you didn't hear it from me.
Have you seen her with Akbar?
I haven't, ma'am. Not here. I shouldn't spread baseless rumors about them.
All right, Musa. Mind your own business from now on, and
yes,
don't
ma'am.
Stick your nose in their affairs, understood?
Yes, ma'am. I won't.
It's 3,305,000.
Yes, it has three zeros. It's in real, you fool.
It's in real? Akbar. Mr. Akbar? Akbar, dear.
There's a mole beside my lips. Minu, a mole.
Get a grip on yourself. A mole, a mole.
God, I'm really scared.
Cook noodle soup instead.
I have a mole on my lip.
Shame on you. You're a man. You shouldn't be so scared.
If it rains, all that money will... it'll wash away. All of the money.
Shame on you. Do you want some
it's
papa?
Evening.
May Allah grant peace and honor to him and his family.
Minu. Minu. Get up. Get up. We're in court. Get up. There are some strangers here. Cover yourself. They're all dead. What if they vote in favor of cooking me?
No,
greetings, Your Highness. Greetings, everyone. We are ready.
May Allah grant peace.
Get up, kids.
To him and his family.
Sarah, Farhad, Safdar, Musa, sister, get up. Get up, everyone.
Hello, brother.
Be quiet! Didn't you hear him? He keeps talking and talking!
Who is he? I greeted him already and everyone else. Akram, don't smoke in court. It's not right.
Who, brother? Me? I don't smoke. It is Human. He is nervous.
Get a grip on yourself.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Whose bike is this? Gentlemen, I'm talking about that bike. It keeps honking its horn.
Behave yourself. Be quiet.
How much is it?
We don't have to pay. They asked for it themselves.
I'm talking about the court.
I don't know what's going on
here. The court is in session. With your permission, gentlemen, today's culprit is Akbar. Akbar Alimagam.
That's correct.
Mr. Alimagam. You are here on the charge of opening your branch for yourself in front of your wife's restaurant across the street. Is that what you
did? Sir, I swear on my life. And you can be absolutely sure that I don't want to die. What on earth did I do to deserve a trial, huh? What about her?
I'm awake, Akbar. It seems you're the one that's asleep.
See? Do you see? She keeps swearing and insulting me all the time.
What?
And we're at
the
courthouse.
What?
You should see her at home.
Quiet! Didn't you hear what he said? You opened up a branch across the street. What is she supposed to do?
Are
now
you
burn!
Happy now?
Burn!
What if they really vote in favor of cooking me?
I sentence you to be cooked. You will be cooked, and you will learn some manners. Kill him!
Are you happy now? Are you happy now?
Dad?
Dad?
Dad? Dad?
Gentlemen, and Your Excellency, I am innocent. I am a father. I'm a father. And I love my children.
No, 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 no,
no,
no.
No.
It's my wife who doesn't respect this court. She doesn't respect
yes,
it.
Yes, 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 yes.
You can ask yes. everyone, and I am sure they will tell you.
What?
I even saw with my own eyes that this lady brought these chickens that are scattered on the table and brought them to court. I'm lying because who can live truthfully nowadays?
What?
These are chicken? You mean these?
Yes. Yes,
these
them.
These are not chicken, Mr. Akbar.
What are they then?
They're monkeys, sir. Monkeys. Haven't you ever seen a monkey? You haven't seen a monkey?
It's totally unfair. This is totally unfair, I tell you. I tell you. It's burnt. It's burnt! It's burnt!
open your legs and pull your hips back and move your hands like the wings of a bird. Like hens. Good. Now walk. Walk. Go, go.
Look what you've reduced me to becoming.
Walk, walk. Bravo. Well done. Well done. Jump up. Jump, jump. Turn around. Well done. Well done. Jump up. Jump, jump. Turn around. Turn around. This way. This way.
Hi, Akbar. Good morning.
Hello, sir.
You have to tell me, what are you doing?
I'm squashing some mud. Some thatch, to be exact.
Thatch? What for?
It was my idea, Mr. Akbar. Since I can't build a brick wall in such a short time, I decided to build a thatch wall.
But it's not what we agreed on.
You're right, you're right. But opening the restaurant on Saturday was not in the original contract. And that is something that we can agree on. We have just 3 days, and we have so much to do. At least give us 15 days to finish the construction work.
Look, this place opens on Saturday. There's no arguing that.
Kitchen needs tiles, doesn't it? It needs a door and some windows. Yeah. We need wood blocks here, don't we? What I'm telling you is essential material.
Just do what I say. I don't want to hear any kind of excuses from any of you.
Hello, Akbar.
Hello. What is it?
We can put him at the door to imitate the sound of a chicken. Isn't he cute?
No, what's cute about it?
Akbar, everyone has one of these in front of their restaurant. If you don't like the chicken, I can get the monkey, whichever you like.
None of them. Stop fooling around.
I understand, Akbar, but it'll attract more customers.
We're not going to sell pizzas. Why should we bother with such things to attract more customers? You don't seem to understand, Safdar. This is a traditional restaurant, completely traditional. You know what tradition means, don't you?
We'll serve meats, do I know that?
Didn't I tell you Mr. Akbar wouldn't like it?
Ashi, aren't you ashamed of yourself putting on something like that at your age?
What can I say, sir? He forced me to wear it.
Do you always do as he says? Well done.
Can't you have my back just for once? Go, take it off. Give it back. Go on. Come on.
Manusher, come here.
What is it, Akbar?
Tell me, what are these?
These are kitchen supplies. You see, I bought them myself. The Maybod pottery. They can be really refreshing, you know? You see, in Feng Shui, their element is the earth, and when they're combined with the element of fire...
Never mind. Are the kids here?
What kids?
My children.
I don't know where they are.
Safdar?
Yes, Akbar?
Instead of fooling around, tell me if you've ordered uniforms for the cooks or not.
Of course I ordered the uniforms. They'll be ready today. I have some people in mind for the doorman. They're supposed to come for an interview.
Tell the cooks to wash up and come to the kitchen. I want to have a word with them, all of them.
Everyone, go to the kitchen. Mr. Akbar wants to see you. Why are you standing there? Get a move on. Come on, hurry up.
Ezzat, I want you to be here first thing in the morning. I want you to be close to me, always here. You have to concentrate all your efforts and time on this place, okay?
Yes, of course, ma'am. I'm at your service.
Sometimes we run out of supplies in the kitchen. I want you to buy them quickly, okay?
I know that, ma'am. It's not my first time.
I want to know, is the truck yours?
Yes, ma'am. Of course, the truck belongs to me.
I want you to always inform Miss Matabi of your schedule when I'm not here. She'll let you know what we need for the kitchen. Remember, shopping daily and weekly and monthly is your responsibility. Go and make a list and buy them as soon as possible.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm in my office.
Oh. Hello, sir.
Hi, sir. Hi. Hello. Hi. How are you, sir?
It's Mr. Akbar.
Hello, Mr. Akbar.
Hello. Hello there. I'm sorry to be talking to you from the manager's office. How are you today? You've worked hard for the past few days. I want you to arrange the tables in the middle of the room and stand around it.
Take the other end. Come on, take it. Pick it up, pick it.
As you all know, we'll open the real Ashpaz Bashi restaurant in 3 days. Our restaurant should be different from all the other restaurants. Especially from the one across the street. What's the difference between this restaurant and the others? Why do some restaurants become famous? I'll tell you all. The difference lies here, in the kitchen. I admit that our kitchen lacks some equipment, but that doesn't matter. What matters is the quality of our food. Right now, 90% of restaurants are not really restaurants, they're just kebab sellers. It means that you can find nothing but kebab, chicken kebab, and rice and chicken on their menus. Why is that? Because they can't cook any other dishes. Because they don't have a head chef. Because hiring a good head chef costs lots of money. So what do? They hire a simple kebab maker. Now, what makes a good head chef? I'll tell you. A good head chef is someone who looks at the plates in the kitchen to check what dishes are cleared out. What side dishes are more popular? What hasn't been touched and what's left half eaten? And which plate has the most food left on it? A good head chef has a special head chef dish on the menu every day. And it's different every day. It's not the same as yesterday. Why? Because a good head chef, keep this a secret, that special dish is made with what's left in the fridge and the cellar that day so that none is left for the next day. You see? Only such a head chef can satisfy all the customers of the restaurant with different tastes and different flavors every day. Now, what I want from you is something special that exceeds all my expectations. I don't care what the others say. Becoming the best is no easy job. But it's easier than remaining the best. So we are going to have to show whether we are the best or not. I have nothing else to say. Go back to work.
Cheers for Mr. Akbar. Get back to work. Go on. All right. Let me through.
Let's go.
I didn't want it to come to this. I can take care of the restaurant affairs and keep an eye on my children at the same time. I no longer know where Shirin or Farhad is, or what happened to Sarah and Tirdad. I haven't even heard from Mom and Dad for a while. Manucha either. I keep feeding other people. But I didn't even have breakfast today. I've completely lost my appetite. I wish I could close the restaurant down. I just wish I could close the restaurant down. I know I can't. I know that. What makes it worse is that Akbar is opening up his restaurant right across the street. He's becoming my rival. What am I supposed to do with my friend who's turning into my rival? Oh, God.